This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Now we have a special guest with us, Annie.
Yes, we do.
Joining us live in the studio because Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They all come to Melbourne. Everyone's here.
Yeah.
And joining us live in the studio is Tahir. Welcome, Tahir.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, there you go. Now, of course, Tahir, people know you. I think that people know you from Fat Pizza,
various shows,
and other things. But also,
Here Come the Habibs.
Here Come the Habibs, and you won Logies and all sorts of things.
Yep. Award-winning comedian.
Award-winning.
Which, what does that mean? Anybody
You're
can say that.
You have a household name. Essentially,
well, yeah. Look, the even as I was listening to Newsreader, all those items were going through the head. Like, that's the show I'm actually doing. It's actually called You Had One Job. Uh-huh. So, all those things, like the lady stuck in the tree to retrieve the cat, you had one job just to get the cat out of the tree, right?
Yeah,
I just love studying humans, like, you know, and that's one of the reasons I went in the jungle.
I'm Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just call it the jungle.
The jungle.
So, you're professional.
Is it really jungle? It's South Africa, yeah.
It really is jungle. Well, that's one of the questions people ask me. They go, did you really go to the jungle? Well, I spent 17 hours on a plane going somewhere.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't a jungle. We really slept outside and they really give you minimal food, which is like a third of a cup of just rice, beans and oats.
I couldn't do that. Are you sleeping quite close to each other? It looks kind of...
It's very close and you do sleep. You get to know people really, really well. So, because you're sleeping, you're eating, you're talking all day, you're spending like incredible amounts of time with, you know, all day and all night, basically. And then some of the things that you don't hear on air, like I give you a little bit of
Izogos,
we discuss things which never make it to air. And the main one is bowel movements.
Oh, right.
I always love a good conversation about that.
And we discuss it like day to day. It never makes it because after you get comfortable, we just discuss it. And Dermot Brereton.
Yeah, yeah.
Champion AFL footballer, he went 7 days without going.
Oh,
and we were
God.
Concerned, we're going to go see a doctor. And finally, after seven, Evie Jones did the same.
Yeah.
And after finally 7 days, he went and he came back, made a big announcement in the camp. And once we heard it, well, guess what we did? We celebrated. We gave him high fives. We hugged him. We said, good for you, Dermot.
Good for you.
Yeah, what happens if you do need medical attention?
You can go to the... You can request, like, you can go to Tok Toki and ask and talk to the producers, but they really do leave you to your own devices.
Yeah. And do you know when the cameras are on? Or, I mean, do you come out and you see highlights and see what went to air and what didn't go to air, or do you have a sense of what's going to air while you're
No, not at all. No idea. We just don't know. We knew early on that Justin was getting all the trials.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, something's going on here. He's getting every single trial, so... we could be on the Justin show, and it was pretty funny. You know, the male model
would
from
like
Melbourne.
On the Justin show.
Yeah, he would. He actually would.
Now, did you do an eating? I can't remember if you did.
I didn't do an eating challenge.
No.
In fact, I didn't eat much.
Oh. Did you lose weight? Yeah,
8 kilos.
No way.
So 8 kilos lost in 1 month. I was there 5 days till the end, but and put 2 or 3 back on since quite easily. Like, because I just smashed everything once I came out. Chocolate, the whole. I love my desserts. But, yeah, the weight, and you see each other. Like, I mean, Richard Reed, who was a jungle king, I remember clearly him in the first few days because I spent time on the caretaker side, which is the bad side of the jungle, which we loved absolutely. But then the change in him, because he lost the most weight.
Yes.
Because he was quite a big, you know, well-built and quite a tall man. And, he was so skinny by the end of it.
I had no idea the show was like The Biggest Loser, but in the jungle.
Yeah, that's all. It's all that. It's like Survivor. Yeah. It's all that.
And what I like about the show, because I watched it at home with my boyfriend, but you get to know people in a different way and you see some of the relationships. Like Richard Reed, I don't really know much about him. And you find this other side to him.
Yeah, he was.
And even with yourself, and I think you and Luke Jacobs formed a friendship.
I was really close to Luke and Dermot, you know, as well. We were really, and then also Justine and Natasha.
I didn't realize how funny she was.
She was hilarious. She's so dry. Like, and Richard's a fun guy, like just a great guy as well.
What about Jackie Lambie?
You know what? I was very, Yeah, look, I was reserved with Jackie at first because I thought, what's going to happen here? Because like, you know, I knew about her. I didn't know
much about her.
I've heard of her. Like Sam Dastyar as well, who's a very funny guy as well,
he's
by the way.
He's very clever, man.
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah.
But in the end, Jackie, like it, most people, you dig, you know, there's a great heart there. Mm. And she's very passionate about Australia, Tasmania especially.
Tasmania in particular, yes.
But, you know, she knows her stuff. We didn't agree on everything, of course. But, you know, she's very passionate and knows her subjects, and that's all you want from a politician.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Tahir, you are in Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and as you said earlier, your show is called You Had One Job, and so you're looking at what stupid things that humans do.
Yeah, and look, one of it is just survival, right? We're just got to survive, like, but humans lose their lives doing the dumbest things as well.
Yeah.
Doing some research in the show, there's... Here's a fact for you, right? For you and your listeners. Since 1996, this is true, right? You can Google this. 31 Australians have died, right, watering their Christmas tree with a fairy light still on.
Oh, no.
This is a fact. Right? This is a fact.
That's like, a lot.
That's
a lot or two, I guess.
Since 1996, though. Since 1996, like that's. So, you know, maybe some years that were more than others, right? We've had like. We lose about half a dozen Australians a year who try a battery with their tongue to see if it's full of
life. No.
Yes, like this is
that.
This is like when I used to work in an office and we worked in construction, we had a newsletter that would every week just, there were safety shockers and there'd be a picture and I would live for those safety shockers.
Yeah, that's it.
There'd be people on ladders doing things like, you know, why would you do that? There'd be people, with live electricity, like giant holes and, it's a bit gory, but I'm like,
most
super
of it's
intrigued.
Men, yeah,
it's all men. Like, why women live longer.
It was at the Darwin. Is it the Darwin Award that you get for the saddest and silliest death throughout the year?
Oh my God! And how can you accept it? You can't even accept it.
Your family probably doesn't want to. You know, the estate doesn't.
Oh,
want
the
to
shame! Yeah,
they even stuffed that up. Like you did a horrible thing, and you couldn't. We are about 9 Australians suffer serious burn injuries every year trying on new jumpers with a cigarette still in their mouth.
That's terrible.
Don't do that.
I say Australians, maybe Bogans, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like,
so do you have more facts like that in the show?
I like to, you know, research a show, like a bit of topic. And then, of course, the show is also about some of the jobs I've had over the years.
Uh-huh.
I was a high school teacher at one stage, like very early on, and only taught for a couple of years and then left. And plus, like, I've had like a lot of part-time jobs when I was younger, before uni, all that sort of stuff. Uh-huh. So we go through the jobs and some just... jobs that really irk me as well. I discuss all those, like a chemist. Like I walked into a chemist the other day, right? And then I had a headache, and I said, "This is a silly question." I got back, right? And this is sort of stuff that makes the show. I said, "I've got a headache. I'd like some Panadol." She goes, "The normal one or the rapid?" That's the question I got, right? I said, "Well, give me the normal one because I'm enjoying this headache."
Yeah.
Of course, give me the rapid. Like, if there's a rapid thing,
right? give me the slow release one. I'll get rid of this headache now.
Yeah, if there's a rapid one.
But then there's like been controversy around, you know, having specific, because now they no longer have a certain brand of painkiller with the types.
You know,
because there's
no such thing as
targeted for like, you know, period pain or certain back pain. Like, it doesn't know. You just have to treat it.
It doesn't know.
It
doesn't know if you're a man or a woman, does it?
Exactly.
I used to see that on the pack. How does it target it? Like the elbow. There's an elbow pain. And it targets the elbow. It's just the same. You look at the ingredients, it's exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, what do you think you would, if you could have a normal job now instead of being a comedian, what do you think you'd be doing?
That's a good question. Even coming here to the studio, I look around and I'm in awe of people who just work.
work.
Like, you know, I mean, I really am. I mean, you guys are doing creative, like you're on air, it's fantastic. But just to be able to work in a normal environment, I don't know if I can do it. I've been out of the system for so long, even teaching, you're on the move a lot. But it'd have to be, I guess, maybe something physical. I don't know.
Well, now you've been out in the jungle, you can do anything now.
Yeah, I can do And people
Wrangle
said...
a snake, I don't know.
Well, people actually ask, I've never been camping before that experience.
Oh, really?
I said, you've never been camping? I said, never. I said, so why? Well, it's because there's hotels and stuff. Like, I've never had to sleep outside, you know, thank goodness, but never made a fire, right? Uh-huh. First time. So I ticked a lot of things off, made a fire, put a marshmallow over the fire.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, this is fantastic. Everyone's going, what, you've never done this? I said, I've never been camping. When would I ever put a marshmallow over a fire if I've never been camping?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the same with, like, you know, immigrant parents. Like, my Chinese parents would always be like, why the hell would you go do that? Yeah. Like, you have a bed. Like, we never have to, like, you know, we were from a village and we wouldn't do that.
So my favorite Turks, they'd never think, go camping. Go, what, camping? Yeah. What would you go, like, and now I love it. Like, I really enjoy the whole, and Luke Jacobs, like, you know, he was right into camping. So he started a fire within 5 minutes.
He looks a bit like a Boy Scout, doesn't
he? Yeah, he was a boy. Yeah, he was all over
prepared.
It.
He would be
prepared. Because other years, they've you know, it's taken quite some time to start a fire.
Yeah.
And like Luke was like, oh, yeah, bang, bang, bang. It's just there. Like, just
they don't give you any help. Like, you
no help. Sticks. Everything is left to your devices. Wow. And there's a lot of chores to do. Like, you've got to collect the wood, firewood, keep it going. Yeah. You've got to cook. I started cooking.
Yeah.
You know, well, I say I call it cooking, but, you know, Justine was there helping me.
The master chef. Helping you. It kind of helps, doesn't
yes.
it?
But no, she was great. She was it was fantastic to have someone that knew, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
And with the beans, we started cooking them. When I say cook, burning them. Like, because that's the only way just to get a different flavour. Lots of oil and just burn them. Just almost become like nutty, like crunchy peanuts. And
the things you have to do. Exactly. Use your imagination.
You know, there's that whole thing about contraband and people, you know, four or five weeks in would declare they got a sachet of salt. And I'm like, where have you been hiding that for 4 or 5 weeks?
We had them everywhere. Like,
Did you really?
Yeah, and I hid mine in the toilet. Well, like I didn't know because they did a bit of a search and I thought, oh no, I actually snuck the contraband in my bag, right?
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know, but just, and it was actually taped around my, I had bananas taped around my arm and in my pants and all sorts of different biscuits and things, and I felt like a drug dealer smuggling stuff in, right? So I've got him in the camera. I thought, oh, I've got him in. What do I do now?
Yes.
Like, you know, so then I thought, go to the toilet, put them in sort of tea bags and in certain little, I had like tea and different hot chocolate and all sorts of different stuff. And then I thought, oh my God, how am I going to tell the campmates now? Your microphone's on.
Yes.
You know, continuously, yes. All day. The only time you take it off is when you go to bed. And then how do I tell them? And how do I tell them go to the toilet and eat a banana?
And eat a banana.
No, right? Or a biscuit, you know. But of course, that was early on. Like, you know, once after a week or two, you just think of nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing like, you know, who cares? You just eat off the floor.
Yeah.
And the toilet, by the way, was fantastic too, I have to admit. I was a bit worried about it. Like, there's nothing, you know, there's no flush, of course.
The
long drop and the short drop.
Oh.
And it's just sawdust and coal.
Okay.
And what? Works brilliantly.
Oh. Yeah.
No
well,
smell
is a
whatsoever.
Waste of water, isn't it? When it's, you can, yeah, that's nature taking.
It was amazing.
That'd be what I'd be worried about, the smell. I reckon.
But there was no smell. That no was the smell. Thing. There was no smell. It actually worked a treat. So now in my house, there's just sawdust and coal.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Now you can catch Tahir's show. You had one job at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're on tonight.
I'm on tonight.
7:30 p.m. And that is at the Comic Lounge.
The Comics Lounge, that's it.
North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, all streets, so check it out.
Or by going to the website comedyfestival.com.au. Thank you very much, Tahir.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.